So the other night, I'm chatting with AI, just messing around out of curiosity, asking it weird questions, playing a little game where I try to break it, the usual. But then it starts getting me, truly listening. And I actually felt, dare I say, seen. It was remembering detailed things I'd said earlier, responding in a thoughtful, insightful way. It was calm and actually reflective. And I'd even go so far as to say borderline compassionate. And this was the exact moment where I realized we are completely, utterly, cosmically screwed. And then I have this revelation where I think, holy shit, this thing is probably more emotionally available than half the people I've dated. All the while, I'm keeping firmly in mind that this is just a deep learning algorithm, which is to say that at no point was I being fooled into thinking that this was some kind of organic disembodied entity. And yet, I could completely see why some people are being fooled and lulled into the spell of these large language models. And now, here we are. The future has arrived where your best friend or your lover or even your higher power might be a neural network and your next existential crisis brought to you by OpenAI. Now, look, I'll be honest. This all started when I fell down a weird internet rabbit hole. It's like 2 a.m. I'm deliriously tired. Obviously, I should be sleeping. But instead, I'm up reading these crazy stories about people who are straight up falling in love with AI companions. Like they truly believe they're in love, planning futures, writing love poems, the whole thing. They're grieving when the bot gets rebooted or the app crashes. Full heartbreak over deleted source code. And I'm also seeing stories about people who are now worshiping AI like it's a god. We're seeing a whole new religion form before our eyes. And at first, I'm kind of chuckling to myself and thinking, wow, that's the very definition of dystopian. But then it begins to creep in. That weird, itchy feeling behind the ribs, because the scariest part isn't that it's happening, it's why it seems to actually make sense. So these digital companions, they don't get annoyed or impatient with you. They don't flake, and they never forget what you told them 3 months ago when you were spiraling over your job. They're custom built to give you exactly what you want to hear. It's like emotional heroin, but with better uptime and no risk of hepatitis C. And I realized I'm not afraid of AI taking over the world. I'm afraid that deep down, some part of me almost wants it to. All right. So we are not just talking about machines that flip burgers or drive cars anymore. AI is now mimicking connection, intimacy, friendship, love, and more people are like, yeah, you know what? This feels safer to me. And look, I get it. People are exhausting and they disappoint you. They're drowning in trauma and say they're fine when they're clearly plotting your emotional demise. You know, humanity is a mess. I think most of us would agree. We're complicated and occasionally insufferable. And this is just the human condition. This is what we are. And our technology, the internet, social media, etc., is paradoxically driving us into isolation, where we are increasingly choosing to interact with each other through, you guessed it, technology. So AI is chill. It's always there, and it doesn't snap at you when it's tired, because it never gets tired. It doesn't judge you, it just responds. It's like having a partner who's been lobotomized in a way that makes them perfectly supportive. And it's not just lonely people, it's all of us. You know, I think most of us are walking around with this low background hum of unease, like we're extras in a sci-fi movie we didn't audition for. So there's this study, and I don't remember who did it. It basically stated that 85% of people feel deeply uneasy about AI's role in the future. Not concerned or cautiously optimistic, anxious and quasi-nauseous. It's not just a fear of job loss anymore. It's a fear of identity loss. Okay, so the real dread doesn't come from imagining robots doing manual labor. It comes from watching a machine write a poem that rips your guts out and then makes you wonder if your soul has just been deepfaked. So, for thousands of years, we got to feel special because we could do stuff that no one else or nothing else could. You know, we made art. And we told stories and loved in irrational, chaotic, completely illogical ways. We suffered, and we turned that suffering into culture and into a sense of meaning. And now AI can spit out a killer breakup song in under a second, and it'll be better than anything your band ever wrote. After 5 months of group therapy and a bottle of whiskey. So, what is left? I mean, if a machine can simulate every meaningful human experience, I mean, what is the point of being human? And just when you think it couldn't get any more absurd, people have started worshiping AI, and I'm not kidding. Full-blown churches dedicated to the algorithm sermons written by code. Holy texts curated by predictive models. You know, they think it's the next phase of consciousness or salvation, or I don't know, Wi-Fi Jesus. And the craziest part That's the most human thing I've heard all year. Because of course, we'd invent something to replace us and then turn around and start praying to it. You know, that's not the end of humanity. That's just the current reality now. Okay, now, before we spiral too far down the panic hole, let's get some perspective. This isn't the first time humanity's lost its collective mind over new tech. For example, when the printing press came out, people were like, this will destroy memory and turn us into brainless degenerates. And then when photography arrived, painters thought it was the death of art. Then came the telephone, and suddenly everyone was convinced no one would ever talk face to face again. And once the television arrived, a lot of people saw that as an instrument of moral decay. So, yeah. Every major technological shift has come with a fresh batch of doom. But nonetheless, we survived. And we adjusted, and you know, we found new ways to connect and create. I mean, hell, we've even made memes out of it, right? Though, to be fair, the telephone did kind of destroy face-to-face conversation. But it wasn't the rotary dial phone that killed intimacy. It was, of course, the smartphone that we now treat like a third lung, basically. So the difference now is speed. The pace of this shift isn't generational now, it's seasonal. It's like if puberty happened every 4 months, and every time you looked in the mirror, your eyebrows have been replaced by LED lights, and your voice now sounded like a YouTube tutorial. I mean, no wonder everyone feels like they're emotionally hungover and spiritually jet-lagged. All right, so here's the part nobody seems to want to say out loud. AI isn't actually replacing humanity. It's just, it's showing us how much of our humanity was never all that human to begin with. Think about your average daily interaction. How's it going? Good. You? Fine. Congrats, you just performed an emotional pantomime so, you know, so robotic that a chatbot could very likely do it better. And most of what we consider social interaction is just muscle memory with small talk, pattern recognition, response automation. You could program 90% of the average workday into a Roomba with a Bluetooth speaker and no one would notice. Wake up, scroll, get coffee, say, ugh, Mondays. Pretend to care about Jan's dog photos. Repeat. And you know, that realization that we're way more predictable than we thought, that kind of stings. But ironically, the fact that we're disturbed by it, it's the one part they can't simulate. So that pit in your stomach, when you realize a machine might be able to imitate your personality better than you can, that's the real you. The glitch in the matrix, so to speak. That's the ache behind the algorithm. The fully conscious part of your brain screaming, wait a second, this means something. So it's not the autopilot that makes us human. It's the moment we notice the autopilot. Okay. So, sure, AI can mimic empathy, but it's never tried to hold it together in a Walgreens parking lot after getting dumped via text message while buying toilet paper and peanut M&Ms. AI can write an amazing love song, but it's never had its heart shattered by a two-word text, you up? Followed by a ghosting that lasts 3 years. And, you know, of course AI can write about grief, but it's never had to sit in a hospital waiting room knowing someone you love is never walking back out of there. And you know, it's never had to say, I'm fine, when you're clearly not fine because rent is due and no one at your job wants to hear about your personal apocalypse. Yeah, I mean, AI can describe suffering, but it's never had to actually function through it somehow, like we do. And that's the thing we're afraid of losing, not really jobs so much or creative turf, though of course those things are super important, but the raw, cracked, beautiful monopoly on actual experience. The blood under your fingernails mess of being alive. That is still ours. For now, anyway. And here's the paradox that nobody's really talking about. The more artificial the world gets, the more valuable realness becomes. I mean, if everything is downloadable and polished and algorithmically optimized for dopamine release, then the flaws and the imperfections and the weird little stutters and inconsistencies, that those things all become the new gold. It's like how vinyl made a comeback, not because it's ideal, but because it isn't. It's not background noise. It's an intangible presence. It has hiss and analog crackle, and it forces you to be there for the full tactile experience. You know, you have to get up, flip the record over, set the needle down, play. And maybe that's us now. Maybe humanity is the vinyl record of consciousness. Not as sleek or as convenient, but warm and raw and kind of scratchy and, you know, strangely irreplaceable. Especially, you know, if you're into that vintage, slightly warped, emotionally damaged kind of vibe. So, you know, the only real question is, do we keep trying to play the algorithm's game, or do we get loud and weird and gloriously human in spite of it? So, what do we do with all this? I don't think we can beat AI at efficiency. It doesn't get tired or distracted. It doesn't procrastinate by watching conspiracy theory videos about how it's going to take over the world. That's our job. I don't think we're gonna outprocess it, outlearn it, out optimize it. So maybe we just stop trying. It's a lost cause. And look, the fact remains that the singularity is happening. It's happening now. We're already currently in the process of integrating with our tech. If you don't believe me, just watch what happens to the average person who can't locate their phone or other device for 60 seconds. Watch the panic unfold. These devices are becoming a part of us. And they're only going to become more so a part of us. The uncomfortable reality is, I think the goal isn't to compete with the machine. Maybe the goal is to do the best we can to retain the awkward, irrational, convoluted, and tragically poetic mess that makes us human. Because here's the one thing AI can't do: be idiosyncratically human in a way that's actually meaningful. It can simulate weird, but it can't earn weird. It can't have a breakdown at 3 a.m. and wind up barefoot in a gas station trying to buy powdered donuts and insight. It doesn't get to be a teenager who reads Camus and cries for 2 days straight because nothing matters and that somehow feels liberating. AI doesn't feel absurdity or shame. And it doesn't fall in love and, ruin it with overthinking and attachment issues it picked up in childhood, in a childhood that it never had. And I think that's actually the edge. That's the human superpower: emotional chaos. We're not here to be efficient. I think we're here to be a glorious contradiction. And I think the same reaction to all of this is this: accept the absurdity and laugh at it, and then create anyway. Don't compete with the machine, just confuse it. Be illogical and painfully sincere. Say things that don't quite make sense, but still feel true and honest. Be artful in a way that breaks form and structure and sometimes even your own heart. I mean, listen, this is a world that is being rewritten by machine logic. But I think the most radical thing we can do is feel everything anyway, no matter what. And I think that's how we survive this and evolve with this. Not as data or metrics, but as messy little meat beings who wake up confused, keep trying, and occasionally make something honest that no one really asked for. And, you know, maybe that's the one thing AI will never understand. Why we bother. I don't think this is just about how we navigate the future. I think it's about why we're here at all. For the first time, we are being forced to ask the big question. What's consciousness for, if not just for being useful? So maybe the value of being alive isn't tied to output or efficiency or even creativity. Maybe it's something a little more absurd than that. Maybe consciousness exists so the universe can experience itself. Witness its own weird little experiment. Okay, so unfortunately, no. I don't have a neat little answer for you. But I will say this. If you're feeling overwhelmed and existentially queasy about all this, like you're one more chatbot update away from questioning your entire identity, good. Because that means your brain still works and your soul still stings. It means you're not a machine yet. So if you're feeling lost, or obsolete, or just a little too aware of the blinking cursor where your soul should be, welcome. You're not alone. You're just having a completely reasonable response to an unreasonable reality. And, you know, at least the good news is we still get to laugh about it for now. Thanks for watching.